Today's episode is brought to you by AutoGems, a detailer's best friend.
Does anyone else sing along to intro? Make your own words up.
We just were.
Yeah, you won't hear that because I will get rid of it.
I think it'll be all right.
No, I don't think it will. Well, it will because there were nothing naughty.
Oh, yeah.
It was just...
I don't like the way you looked deep into my soul while you were saying what you were just saying.
Let me...
No.
No.
Yeah. Felicio.
It does make eye contact really well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm having to move a lot, this one.
Oh, this is a problem with that seat, isn't it?
It's triangular. It's because we sat triangular.
How can we change?
That same, but on the other side.
Beep.
Can't say that.
I'm going to...
Flag that.
I'll just beep.
You know, I've done so well. I've not said it at home or anything all the time.
It's building up.
Fucking
imperfect word.
2 minutes into it.
I've not said it for ages. I've been really good.
We've been podding a year, and then you've just got us cancelled.
No, Sither.
Well, we've been saying it for 11 months.
Oh, yeah. No, we haven't. You have.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're naughty.
You're the one. You're the one.
I do say it. It's usually about other people's kids, what I usually say about, you know, ones in school I hate. You know there's different kids in your kids' class. I hate them.
Yeah.
Some of them are out in knobs. I hate them. He's going to Seb's at a party, you know. I hope he chops him down.
Get down to your motherfucker. Yeah, just chop you down. You fucker.
I don't know what's...
Well, street, innit?
I don't know.
I won't think we'd be allowed to do that. Jimmy,
we were about to do a call-out video then.
Oh, Ash needs to do a call-out video.
Who's he calling out? Who's he fighting with?
Don't know.
Just a whole troop of people.
Oh, because...
Shut the dunk. It was spoke about on Discord.
Oh, yeah, because
caravan. You know, because he drives a caravan. Drives a caravan?
He drives a caravan
and lives in a transit van.
I drive a caravan and I live in a transit van.
He's got crew cab pickup around. Vibes. Yeah?
Defo. Skip vibes. Oh, so we did a job last week and...
Cheers.
So silent as ever.
As soon as we pulled up in there, Ash were on the hunt for fucking scrap.
Oh, what can
and
I
I'm
get?
Not joking.
What? Wood or metal?
Massive offcuts of wood.
What's he doing
there
with
been, it? There must have been 100 weight.
100 weight? You sound right old fashioned.
100 weight? Uh-huh. I don't even know what that is.
40 key.
40 key?
Well. 100 weight is 100 pounds.
Right.
About 40 kilo, 40 odd kilo.
I've never got pounds.
So he. These massive fucking lumps of wood. Getting them to father-in-law for turning down on lathe.
All right, what's he going to make?
Goblets.
Or wooden dildos.
Also known as truncheons. Is it truncheon or truncheon?
God, you don't want a splinter. They need to be sanded down well, don't they?
What, a wooden dildo is known as a truncheon?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know, Matt, that anything's a dildo truncheon. If you're brave enough?
Yeah.
Tell me about
he does. Matt does. You know who you're talking to.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My bad.
Fucking microphone.
Don't
stinks.
Sniff your mic. Yeah, I'm going to say don't sniff it. It's weird that we were straight on the same page there. Because it's near your mouth. Automatic.
That's
rather.
I'm going to be a distance for the rest of this. Oh, just touch the end as well.
Never touch the end.
That's the only bit.
You only antibiotics?
Don't sniff your fingers.
It's the only bit you need to touch.
Don't touch the tip.
Just touch the tip.
There were a little video put on Discord of the week.
Not to do one about it.
No, but to do with a lady pleasuring herself on a certain thing. And I thought, that just looks like she's thumping a sen.
Gear stick.
That's a door handle, wasn't it?
Right. A door handle?
Door knob.
How did it get up there?
Well, this is a...
big lady?
It looked like...
A door.
It looked like the door
she
knob.
She must have been stood on some like yellow pages or something.
We're just thumping him in the vag.
Yellow
it's like, that looks shit. I won't
off of
the
90s.
You were just thumbing it.
And then I thought, I've got similar doorknobs, so be right back.
Brood. Go and give
Matt.
It a go. Matt.
Oh, it's a slamming the door. He's gone.
Kerry's going to be right upset when he comes back.
Nah, it was shit.
Right. It's not like you.
No. We've got Diamante ones, so they're a bit scratchy. Moving on.
Nobody's having the breakfast.
No.
Everyone's having the Greggs looking at the baguette.
No. This is the last pod that I will record while I'm in my 30s.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm going to get right old.
Retirement age.
Joining my club.
Yeah.
Halfway to 80. Oh, do you think you're going to make 80?
I hope not, because everybody I've ever known who's got to that, they don't look...
They're not
it's
great.
It's not in a great shape. Yeah. It's just...
What realistically do you think is a good line to get to? Oh, I'm all right at that bit.
42.
42? you'll be pushing it.
I don't know.
I mean, once you're in 70s, you're on borrowed time, aren't you?
I'd say so, especially being a bloke.
You're just like, knees are knackered and your back's frigged and you just...
My knee's fucking cane anyway.
Is it?
You know, after a long day's driving.
No.
Yes, yeah.
No.
Sometimes I...
You know, if you're doing a 12-hour day.
Yeah.
Like, my fucking knees.
What I find is, when you have those days when you get in your lorry, you drive somewhere, you like do 4 hours there,
ooh,
you get out for 10 minutes... Get tipped, get back in, sit there, have your 45 minutes, sat in your chair, then you drive 4 hours back, 2 hours into the 4 hour drive back, and you're like, I need to just get out and
knees
I go for a walk because I've been sat in this position for about 7 hours.
Yeah.
My knees are all right, I don't have a problem with my knees.
Yeah.
I can't get comfy on them seats, though. My back's fucking doing me head in. I just can't get any.
So he's slagging you off for having crap knees, but he's got a crap back.
Yeah. But it's not from like, I don't feel it like from, you know, from just general walking around. Yeah.
Didn't you knock your knee up with all that running you did?
Yeah. But it's all right.
It hurts.
You know what I think it were?
I do not know what you think it was.
I used, when I went for a run the other day, just to take, because I thought, I'm not running anymore, because I did a 100 mile in whatever it were. What did I do? 100 mile in a month.
I don't know.
And I did it without any, like, warming up or training. I'd not run for like 6 months prior or something.
I don't know why you just decided to punish yourself.
It's for charity, innit? I just do these things sometimes. And then, so I did it and my knee were killing after. About halfway through it were hurting. And then it were hurting for ages after and I ran after and it did it again. It was just like automatic burning straight away.
If you run away the
but I think it was
cartilage or something.
Yeah, but I think because I had really good runners, but I'd done too many miles on them, I think I'd done... They're only supposed to do about like 100 or 200 mile.
What, so your shoes weren't supporting?
Yeah, although they feel fine and they look fine, they're not working the same way because I used them on a 5K and my knee were killing and I used some different trainers, which I don't use for running, to do a 5K and I felt fine.
Oh, interesting.
So I think it might be that. Graham's doing loads of running because he's training up for London Marathon and he were talking about, you know, Psycho Bryant, Siva.
Yeah.
He was saying about how many pairs he goes through, because he's like, well, if you're spending 200, 300 quid on a pair of trainers, then they might last you 300 mile. Like, fucking hell.
I mean, 300 mile would last me about 10 years. Because I only do 5Ks every...
You think so, but when I were doing like 3 or 4 runs a week and stuff like that, and then I'd use them for that what was that thing that me and you did? I'd had them since then.
Oh, we did that...
Duathlon,
yeah.
So since then,
that was the first time I had ever done a 5K when I trained for that.
Right,
yeah.
You're happy you did it?
Yeah, I
can tell by all the events you did afterwards.
Well,
you got the bug.
Well, so occasionally I run. I'm clearly not a runner. I don't look like a runner, but occasionally I do a 5Ks and stuff. And then occasionally I take Ivan out. And now drag him along.
Yeah,
and he likes it so much that this last week. He has done a 5K on his own with his mate. Him and his mate from, school.
Could be worse bugs to have, innit?
Did a 3K with him on Wednesday, and then last night, yesterday evening after school, they went and did another... He ran 3K with his mate again, and then ran the rest of the route that me and him had set up to turn it into a 5K.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice.
On his own.
Fuck that.
I'm like, so proud of him, because...
Yeah, it's good.
You know, because he
wouldn't have done that at that age.
No, I mean, I occasionally played football with mates when I was his age, but he can get up in the morning and he could sit and play PlayStation all day. You know, like have such a sort of sedentary sort of sat in his ass not doing anything.
Sedimentary.
But, yeah, that one.
Sedimentary.
I'm making up words now, guys.
Elementary, Watson.
Just sits on his ass playing computers. But then he's like...
He's good.
He does MMA and stuff, so he's...
Mama!
Pretty fit.
What's that? Measles, mumps and...
Arabella.
He's a black belt in MMA.
Mama. Yeah. Which one does he go to?
One near me.
Oh, there's one in Armford.
Yeah, what's it called?
Don't need to promote it.
He used to do that, East West.
Yeah.
He used to start, he did it there.
One in Armford. Yeah. On Main Road.
My nephew goes that one.
Near Chippy.
Warren.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Mr. Warren, they call him.
Mr. Warren.
He sets up his own thing. He's great.
Yeah.
Classes are great.
Yeah.
It's nice. Nice.
Sensei.
I never MMAs
don't
exciting.
Really have senseis, do they? They just have a bloke called Kevin who can hit people hard.
Yeah.
Don't know.
They call him Mr.
It's like karate, you know, and
for
stuff.
Respect
like.
And stuff.
Mr.
Yeah, I call him Sir. Sir. I know, Sir.
I know, they do say yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Matt's not an exercisey person.
No, I am fucking not.
What's the most exercise? What's the most exercisey thing you've ever done?
I made him do circuits.
You do know I used to be in the military.
Yeah, but you told
for the Air Force.
But to be going back to that, you said that on your big long runs you'd hide and then jump out at the second lap.
That's
and go,
right. That were
rub
that
a bit
when
of luck on you
when I become a fully fledged airman.
So
up to that point, it was training, and I used to do PT. I used to do it, bro.
So when you.
Yeah, I used to run that shit.
You only did it because a big man, scary man, shouted at you and told you to do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything ever since?
Yeah, me and him, Dan, over there, used to go to gym and do circuits.
We did circuits.
You did gym.
And they used to make me feel sick.
Yeah. but since Rafa didn't fucking do it. But then we used to wag it in RAF when we had to have like camo days when they did like assault courses and that.
Did you get camoed up and hide?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just like dove into a bush, went in his room and just watched some fucking Ricky Gervais stuff.
And then after, we're like, shit, we need to go and meet back up with him outside mess. Let's put some muck on his face. So we put muck on his face and go and fucking join
back
in.
And sweat.
Just put a little bit of dirt on your top.
Well, that were hard, weren't it, lads?
Spray a bit of water on your face so it looks like you're
sweaty. We don't talk about getting away with shit.
Yeah. Your boots are pristine. Oh, well.
Change them.
Just doing really good at it.
But yeah, fitness, I see gym type people and I think I don't want to be like you. You're a fucking cunt.
Yeah, there's an obsessive amount, but you need...
It's bad for you.
It's not.
It is. I had a friend who were obsessed with the gym.
Obsession
always
to the
looking,
obsession to the room.
Always trying to look big.
But that's not what you want to do.
And he weren't healthy in his head. Killed his head.
Well, that is not the way you want to go.
No, this is what gym does to you.
No, that's not what the gym does.
It is.
So you think he might have been like
that
before.
He went to the gym and then he dead. And then there you go. It's
so
I
knew
a guy
is...
once in a run. He died. Got run over. But
exactly.
It's bad for you.
That's why I don't do it.
Yeah. No, you still need some level of fitness.
No.
You need to like keep
you
your
really do.
Heart and lungs.
No.
We do. We tested your flexibility and stuff.
Are you out of breath if you leg it upstairs?
Yes, he is.
No, my fault.
I bet you are. I bet you are.
No, I'm not.
Do you get out of breath climbing into your cab?
No.
He gets a sweat on putting his eye of his vest on when he gets out.
How about chucking your straps over?
No.
Do you limber up before?
Gets all sweaty.
No, I'm not unfit. I just don't keep fit. I don't need to.
I think you do.
Can't be arsed.
You're full
of time. Have I got time to do fitness?
You haven't got time.
Do you know what
I
found though? Doing exercise.
But you really need to.
Makes you feel good. You know, when you buzz afterwards.
I do agree, but I haven't got the fucking... willpower to do it.
You don't have to do it now and again.
I don't even have willpower to wipe my ass. That's why I fitted a bidet.
Fuck.
I can sit there, have a shit, turn it on,
no
stand
skids.
Up, go.
I haven't got time for that. Don't a bidet take longer than just wiping your ass though? And then just dipping.
And you've then got to dab with a towel.
Dipping tissue in under tap.
You can do, but I like the wet feeling sometimes.
You've got a wet.
Do you drip dry?
Don't you wet wipe your, when you wipe your ass anyway? Obviously, you can't in the services, but when you're at home, don't you? You've wiped.
You should do, because you think about. Dry shit.
Yeah.
Dry paper, you're just smearing shit.
If you got poo on your hand, you wouldn't just wipe it off with your tissue.
No, you won't. You'd either high pressure water hose it off, bidet, or wet wipe it.
Yeah, you get wet on it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but you can't flush wet wipes.
Yeah,
so.
But no, you don't get not a wet wipe. You get your tissue, you get it wet under the tap, and then you go and clean that. Then you get some more dry, and then you dry it.
Or you have a wet wipe bin.
No, I'm too hairy, then all the little bits of tissue get.
Manscaped.
Oh, we don't talk about Manscaped.
Clegg nuts.
You really should use the gear that you've been provided.
I do.
Clean yourself. Nope. Did you shave your back? Does that come back all fucking?
I trimmed it this morning, funnily enough.
Did you?
Well, yeah.
So did your hair?
Because I had a haircut, and then yeah, I was looking at the back, because, you know, like, when he's...
microphone there.
I was waving my arms around to demonstrate, could get my haircut.
Great on the podcast.
And he pulls my pants down. I mean, collar down.
Pulls your pants down.
And he like, trims just square up the back. Yeah. But then I have, like, a blank bit across my shoulders where he does that. And then it's like...
How far do I have to go
it's
down?
It's a gorilla's back after that, so I've got to blend from where he does a... like a distinct line, my hairline, and then my
looks like
back.
A t-shirt.
You got a proper hairy back, like
yeah.
I should know. I'm show we've seen each other topless before. Oh,
it's
this pubic. Is gonna be noisy.
You don't be. Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh. Wow, yeah, that's hairy.
See, I blended it.
Yeah,
you blended it so
I
well.
Think so yeah,
you can tell where it's been shaved because at top. Oh,
proper silver back.
I'm a bit airy, aren't I?
I've got no air on my
don't look at the top of my head.
Sorry.
We're
all falling down the same hole. Don't
yeah. Oh, okay, that gets us seamlessly onto what's on your head now.
I have a lovely JTA hat.
Your lovely JTA hat.
Thanks. I'm glad you like it.
Which you placed an order for.
Oh, did you?
Wrongly.
After asking us all to... you conducted a poll, yeah. Basically.
Hey, guys, going to order some hats?
No, that is not how it goes, is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, is it?
I'll find it.
Yeah.
Get that conversation up.
What happened? Josh is going on about hats. And I said, we can't have him the way he's finding it difficult with the normal logo on
he's
the
not.
Hat. So it's going to be JTA. Yeah, but that's what he said to me. I can show you what he said to me.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So I said, well, it'll have to be the JTA ones. I'm like, well, there's no point pushing them out because not many people are going to know. Only the people that are fans of us are going to know what this is.
JTA is relatively meaningless, isn't it?
Yeah, unless you're a fan at Pod, fine because it's just not advertising walking around. And people aren't going to stare at logo on your head anyway and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to start listening to that because that guy had an hat on once in petrol station. Anyway, Josh was asking questions.
I think
I was asking him questions, the embroidery guy, questions at the same time to see what we can and can't do. And then he sent me different variants of hat, or the link to different hats. So I picked a few and then I put a poll out. Which one do you think is better? Like the turn up one or the straight
poll? Same as a poll?
Poll, yeah.
And I can't find it on the thing. Do they disappear after time? Do they just.
No, I don't think. Oh, the poll might.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the poll.
What do you mean, the poll?
Poll.
Anyway, so I put a poll on for the different type of hat, and then Josh carried on asking questions. So then I was still asking questions.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of questions, isn't it?
Can we do this? Yeah, but all right then, well, why don't we do this? And I'm like, well, I can't keep asking the fucking bloke a million different questions all the time. So I didn't go back to the poll that I'd asked, and I just picked a number which was on the list in front of me that on the previous conversation with the man. So I just picked one.
No, you picked what you liked.
I just picked one. I liked all of them.
Basically, there was a beanie hat, another beanie hat, and then a beanie hat with like a turn-up-y bit.
Yeah.
Which we all voted for.
Yeah.
Which isn't the one that you got embroidered
no.
with.
No. No, I didn't know.
Pillock.
So yeah, I put a poll out and then just didn't even look at the results.
I mean, the hats look nice, but the hat won't look good on my big fat head.
I'm sure it
will. I look a cunt, William. And
I
went to pick him up and he had an embroidered t-shirt on with loads of different
designs. This is the same guy that printed
it.
Our cool hoodies into.
Yeah.
Embroidered.
The workwear one.
And he had one with a Scania logo on its arm.
Oh, yeah.
And I says, so there's no way we can have his logo as big as that Scania logo and his writing. He had a logo on his chest, SNT logo, with some writing underneath it. Yeah. Very small. And I said, writing that big? He says, yeah. But it'd have to only be about that big.
So our main logo sort of like condensed a little bit.
Like, that's fine.
Well, that would be fine. Why did he say that anyway?
So that is what I've got him looking into doing snapbacks for us now.
Yeah. So I could do them on turn-ups.
Yeah. I was just wanking off a horse.
Leave a horse alone.
So that's some new merch.
There you go.
So that's what's going
on. So you ask a question, then don't listen to the answer. In summary.
That's his ADHD. That is essentially what happened. But it's a nice hat. I modelled it for a photo.
I will put it on. You should put it on the picture.
I'll put it on because when you put it on, it's fucking a nightmare trying to share it.
I can't
share
like
it.
Why can't you?
Because well, yours can go out as a like a.
Well, there's no point in me putting on Instagram now because
you just need to
recorded in the.
You need to add mentions when you put it on. You need to add mentions. You can but do it after you've put it on.
Yeah, but because it's private to collaborate, it puts me as a collaborator.
See, I'm not private.
He's not private anymore.
I'm not private.
It used to be the same problem with him. And anybody, when they tag us in stuff, if you're private, I can't share stuff without having to like screenshot it and crop it and then move it across and then do it that way. So if I've got time, I do it. But most of the time when I see it, I don't have time to do it.
Fine,
don't
I
have time.
It's fucking wait, millions you? Going off.
Oh, you don't have to do your admin now,
don't
Brown.
Have to do it
don't
now.
Have to do your admin now.
Don't
have to do it now.
It's all right. You get all fucking women flying at you now, though.
You get all the poussey. Oh, my God.
Get it all over. I seen an electric lorry. One, yeah, Hunt Road.
Hunt Road?
Yeah, it didn't have a trailer or it was just an electric wagon. Ah.
Was it one of the Volvo like demonstrator ones in that weird greeny colour?
No, I think it were, I can't remember what it were, I just know it were one because of how its body were. Wasn't it, not? It might have been an Iveco. Iveco.
Oh, okay.
One of them. I'd not seen it before, but I could tell it were because it had blue fins all over it.
7.5 tonner sized. Because I know there's some.
It were quite low. It weren't like a big one. It was like the size of ours, but it was just a unit. It weren't like a rigid or.
Oh, okay.
It was just unit only. It didn't have a trailer on.
Cool.
But then I thought, well, this is not going to be the way that we're going. I don't think electric's going to.
It's not going to take off.
I was worried for a while about it sticking, but have you heard about Porsche?
Porsche.
You heard about Porsche?
No, well, is that like chick off Married at First Sight?
I would not know this. Chick dude?
No, anyway, not that one.
They've invested 100 million in this e-fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, it's like synthesized petrol, isn't it?
So they're like the emissions and stuff are going
to
be way
down. They like turn carbon dioxide, do some chemical, clever magic to it and produces petrol.
So they've stopped with the electric investment, haven't they? And they've gone...
Or reduced.
And they're going with this e-fuel thing. And there's other ones in it as well, isn't there? Like Beamer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which then, just if you think a big player like that, fucking performance guys, are moving away, I just don't think it's going to ever kick off.
Well, nah. Porsche have got their petrol engines to be like as efficient and produce as much power as they can possibly... pretty much as possibly make. They're really clean and really powerful and reliable and all this, and then it's getting to the point where governments are trying to like get rid of them, stop them using them, but it's like, well, it's, you know, they've spent 100 years finessing this technology to then kind of go, well, you know, bin
don't
it off
use it now.
And it's like, well, you know, electric has its merits and stuff, doesn't it? But it's like batteries are heavy, it's really difficult to mine the shit, it's very harmful to all the
it's a lot
poor
worse,
people
it?
Who've got to chuff and dig it out of the ground and stuff, and then it's not as energy. It's like if you look at where all this stuff comes from, you know, like I think I saw something of Hyundai, you know, electric cars.
Yeah,
they're all built in Korea.
Yeah,
and it's like shows you where all this shit comes from around the world. All the lithium from here and the whatever from wherever.
Nickel.
And so all this stuff is coming all around the world to go to South Korea to be turned into a battery to all these really... Then they go, oh, okay, it's really, really good for the environment and stuff because it's...
Yeah, it's just friendly.
It doesn't make any pollution at that point there because it's not kicking out any fumes.
Yeah.
But all this carbon and all, you know, like how much of it's been on a diesel-powered boat across the world and
big
stuff.
Fucking ferries
and then obviously
mined out at far with
they're made in Korea and then they've got to be transshipped to everywhere in the world, haven't they?
Yeah. How many people have died in war zones mining it?
Yeah.
Fucking Congo and that.
So it's
same with soybeans. Have you seen that soybeans fucking that they've took all Amazon down to make soybeans?
And diamonds.
Is that what they've done a lot of deforestation and stuff
to just
grow fields of
just
soya.
Miles and miles and miles of soya.
For people who don't want to eat chicken.
Yeah, fuck the animals.
Fucking hippies.
Isn't it? Fucking hippies.
Is it
fucking
soya hippies. Is it similar to palm oil? Because a lot of palm oil was
probably
is grown in places that were forests.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
Just fucking ruined planet for that.
I always thought palm oil was something to do with a gorilla.
I think it's their habit. their habitat, isn't it? It's been destroyed.
It's harmful for gorillas or something.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know. I don't mean the oil. I mean the more palm oil you have, it's hurting gorillas.
I think it's orangutans as well.
Is that what it is?
I think it is. Yeah.
Just them.
Not well. Yeah, it's they eat. I don't
habitat. Oh, right. It's just
been something to do with gorillas. I'm glad I'm right at that then. Yeah,
because companies like is it Iceland, the supermarket? They don't sell anything that contains palm oil because it's so. You know,
I won't know because only mothers go to Iceland.
It's true. It's a true story. I've never been.
No,
I'm not a mum.
I'm not.
I think you make a great mum.
I do. I do.
I don't.
I don't really know why. I think you just
I think you'd be shit.
I'm mothery.
Because you don't listen.
What?
You don't listen. Yeah. You got me then. You bitch.
Yeah, I saw about the electric things in how it's failing and not failing and whatever. But I was looking at Norway and how...
No way.
Oh. And now
they love their electric cars up there, don't they?
Yeah, but they've gone about it. It shows the type of country that you're in. They're a country that's wanted it to come in for the good of the country, and our country is clearly one that's wanting to get it in for fucking dollar.
So many countries.
Getting some cash in. Hmm. So in Norway, they had the incentive way of doing it rather than the punishment way of doing it here, where they've it were tax-free everything and free parking in cities and tax everything off, and the prices weren't allowed to fucking hike the prices up more than a normal car.
Where they have the oil fields out in the sea, North Sea.
Yeah.
And obviously we've got some of the North Sea is our sort of territory or whatever, so
yeah.
And Norway have theirs. The money that is, I think the money that is made, the profit rather is made from mining the oil, goes to, they keep it, basically. Yeah. We're in our country, it all goes to shareholders, isn't it? Of Shell, BP and all that lot. So all the billions that they're making from it is helping. They've used that to fund the electric car and bin off.
Yeah.
But, I think they've subsidised it in that way.
Infrastructure, they've got it a lot more sorted than we have.
I think I've got that right.
Yeah,
something like that.
Sounds
we're
right.
In this
sounds
country, because of Tories, it's just sold it all off, haven't they, to companies.
Have you seen about their fuck the Tories? Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them in their ass. Have you seen this thing about the car collapse, like the motor industry going to fucking collapse soon as well? Because, we have prices going up of cars, people having a car.
Yeah.
And my fucking $3,000 car's now worth $8,000. So they're selling it, using equity in that to buy a new one, which is obviously a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
And this stat I saw, someone said nearly 70% of all cars on the road are PCP.
Wow.
You know, where you're essentially renting it back and then you have a final payment.
So it's not anybody's...
It's all debt.
By them.
It's everybody's debt. So all these people in the nice cars and that, most of them,
All you see is nice cars.
All in debt. Because you see it, don't you? People fucking 3 houses down from me and they've got a brand new fucking Audi Q8 or something.
Because they all want to look better than their neighbour, don't they?
It's a fucking $100,000 car. What you got? How can you do that? I've seen you in a nurse's uniform. How the fuck are you doing that?
Right, whatever you get up to in your private life. It's got nothing to do with this podcast. Seeing him in a nurse's uniform.
Him? Simon.
Oh, him? Oh, wow.
PVC.
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
But I know they work fucking loads of time, but... They're on their own,
yeah.
So it's like there's no way.
Why do you need that much money tied up in a vehicle?
However they've got it, it's up to them. It
blows my head.
They could have got money
off
from anywhere, but it's probably a PCP. And they were saying that because everybody's done this and upgraded, when they come in to swap it over or get a new car, they can't because of the negative equity that they're in from before.
Mm.
So they might be getting a car of lesser value, which is going to cost them more money. And they're saying it's just going to get to a point not far distant future where it's the motor industry is just going to fucking bottom out. Everything's just going to fall through. There's going to be no money anywhere. Nobody's going to do anything. There's going to be loads of surplus cars. Nobody can afford any fucking credit.
It's just the same.
Because all credits are going the wrong way, innit? So nobody can get it.
What were that great city in America that were massive on making cars, and then
Detroit.
It was. It's a fucking ghost town now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
From big ass boom.
Yeah. Craze.
Well, like
around London with the Eulers, and they brought that in. And
I'm not a les.
And then they extended it and extended it and extended it out of, into sort of the really miles away from the middle of London, but it's like...
It's right up to 25 now.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I see it sounds rich. Really.
So people who lived in like a less affluent areas out, you know, just like normal housing estates, normal little towns and having normal lives and stuff, have had to change their car because their car's non-compliant. Otherwise, they're paying, is it £12-18 a day or something to drive through these areas?
That's fucking ridiculous.
So, move it off your drive.
Yeah, and cars that were, you know, like, they were encouraging people to buy diesels because that's what, you know, like, lower carbon dioxide, whatever. But loads of them are now being banished away. And so cars that were deemed non-compliant to Eulers, rather, just lost the value, you know, because obviously the demand for them is so much less because people don't want them. So the cars of
those have to
people's
go up to
cars,
Manchester to sell it.
Yeah, and
I don't think this Eulers will fucking stick in London. I don't think it will.
You know, I mean, think they'll just force it to crack on?
Nah, man.
But it's been spread to different.
Because they're making the money, aren't they? That's what they're doing.
Fucking Sheffield. I don't go through Sheffield now in van.
No, is that because it's classed as a commercial?
Yeah.
Deemed as commercial. Well, do you know what's mental about the Eulers is you can have a car that's compliant for London, but it's non-compliant for like Bristol, because Bristol have got a different, slightly different categorization. It's like, why isn't it universal?
All money in it. It's just a different way of grabbing cash.
So you, yeah.
Fucking Tory wankers.
And they've said
Birmingham have got one as well, haven't they?
Didn't they say they made $1 trillion in fucking tax or something? First time they've made that much money in tax the last year.
No idea.
They've never made as much tax as they have done.
I just don't know.
I don't know, but it's the world's gone to shit.
Never fucking. The
world's fucking gone to shit.
It's gone to shit.
We need a revolution. That's what we need.
We do, but you also need a clean car.
Yeah. And on that note, let's have a word from a sponsor. So, AutoGems, the new sponsor on the block. With years of experience in the industry, AutoGems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else.
They're really good, aren't they?
And I tell you what, they are eight good.
The shit's good.
When they first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So yeah. We gave them a bit of a mention then, and I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full one to send. But the bits that I have used, the smaller bottles, fucking ace stuff.
Oh, yeah, you just got to get on it. You just got to get on the website, auto-gems.co.uk
hyphen,
and the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that. They're my new snow foam.
They've got a really good detailing set.
They have
seen it with all the
sets. All the sets, everything you need.
Yeah. Loads.
Fucking right good.
Very good. I like them.
So nice.
Best
so
recommendation.
Nice.
They need to do a chrome cleaner for all truck tanks, and then they'll be fucking millionaires.
Yeah, well, even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck. Obviously, don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought, get it in your truck. Interior cleaner, you smellers.
Yeah, you brown. Buy some, put it in your lorry.
So I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you. In fact, both of you. Get your foot well sorted.
Why don't you shut up?
Scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, yeah, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it, get it bought. We'll see thee.
Are we back in the room?
We are back in the room.
Hey, Christmas is coming, so detailing pack. Yeah. It's no good for Jamie because he's got his own stuff. Why don't Jamie buy some of their stuff?
He could do. Give it a try, Jamie.
Review it. Let us
do it.
Trucker Jim.
Oh no, it's happened. Do you need another Wii?
No.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, they do some kits. They do some detailing kits.
Christmas.
Get it bought.
Christmas
get
for it. Dads.
Dads love dads. Love that shit.
So dads love dads.
Dads love dads.
I don't even know dads.
You do know dads.
He keeps doing this weird doorstep challenge. Don't know what that's all about.
What's that?
Fucking hell, Dan.
I'm trying to learn, like, what the fuck?
That took my brain a fucking click.
Didn't
there.
Really?
What?
That was an old reference.
Weren't it? With Danny
dad's
Baker.
Dad's doorstep challenge. Yeah.
Danny Baker.
What?
Why, fucking Maggie? No, that's not him.
That's Dominic Littlewood.
No, that sounded more like Chris Tarrant.
Fucking Chris Tarrant.
No, don't. You know when he's asking a question, he's like,
sounds like one of them things. He
when he's when he's doing A.
I always like Chris Miles' impression of him. Did some brilliant impressions of Chris Tarrant.
B.
Yeah, like that. That's what I thought you were doing. So it's your birthday, Dan.
It was.
This weekend.
It is his birthday.
You're now 40.
40. You old fucking bastard.
When this goes out, I will be 40, but I'm not right now.
Yeah,
what's that here?
Pretend.
No one knows about that.
Oh, so it's all live when it goes out.
Hang on.
When it goes out.
Edit that.
I'm not editing it.
It's supposed to be edit that out, but don't edit it out. So just say it, but don't actually do it.
What I'm going to do is edit that bit out.
Oh, okay. Are you going to edit out that bit?
Yeah. Where you
Dan said
like
that
a,
you were going to edit out. Yeah. Then
don't edit the edit.
Hey, Matt.
So
you're 40 now, Matt.
Yay!
Matt,
it should be.
Dan,
I'm 40.
You are 40.
Yeah, I've been 40 a while.
Looked at wrong guy. One guy. Put your arm down.
I think I've got a bit greyer.
It happens.
Yeah, you look a bit gayer.
On that.
Greyer.
Oh, greyer.
Not wrong with that. I'm quite happy and proud to be grey.
You're all the way grey.
Be careful, yeah. Then, didn't you?
Can they add grey onto the rainbow?
Onto letter.
I'm sure.
You know, the,
it used to just be a rainbow flag, didn't they? Now there's a fucking triangle in one side of it. I'm sure.
It's a grey bit.
I'm sure you can input a bit of grey into that.
That's because somebody fucking identifies as a right angle. So they can't have a fucking rainbow.
Or you could be nice hypotenuse.
Look at that triangle. We've obviously said different ones, haven't we?
That was good.
I would like an acute one.
I'm going to go for a...
obese.
No,
obtuse.
It's a play again.
Obtuse.
Yeah.
Well, my shit maths is coming out because I'm already out of triangle references.
Pi.
2.145.
2.7. Or 3.15.
3.145.
Square root.
The internet.
Do you know what, Matt?
Touch that button. What?
I've just noticed how maths turns you really camp.
No, Master's finished now. I haven't watched it for a couple of weeks.
Oh, God.
But it is camp. Shit, that's all I've had on fucking TV. Well,
mathematicals.
I just got to bed.
You know about Married at First Sight?
No,
Amy was watching it the other day. And I can't watch it. I can't stand it. No, she's not watching it live.
It's finished now.
It's
so
like,
fucking false.
She's watching it and the adverts are coming on saying something coming out on the whatever of October. So she's like, well, in the past.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god! And I was like, these two people talking, and I says, "As that woman, could that woman have had any more stuff done to her?" And she's like, "Well, I don't. I think she's pretty much had everything done to her because she used to be a man."
There's nothing else.
She's like, got boobs and everything.
That's one that Matt fancies.
I don't fancy her. I said,
him.
I said,
shim.
She ain't that bad.
She looked like a woman that had had too much surgery done,
and
I'm like, yeah.
I do straight away.
Doesn't look like a tranny.
No,
it does.
Not a tranny, sorry, a transvestite.
Fucking shovel hands.
No.
Hey,
look
at my great big tits. Not at all.
No, she looked like...
You have not give it time.
Give it time.
I mean, I've got no time for the programme.
I could see it, man.
No time for the programme, but I was watching it thinking, in modern medicine, amazing, because she looked like just a woman that just had just too much face surgery and boobs were a bit weird.
Really bloke.
Well, yeah,
no.
I
think you're wrong.
All in the
Adam's apple.
You can't say I'm wrong for an opinion.
She's been shaved. She never had a proper Adam's apple.
She's very feminine. And it blew my mind.
It's a good job, really, isn't it? Otherwise, it'd be a bit pointless. All that crap they've been through. Shaving your tail off. Poking it on the inside.
Don't know. It just blew my mind.
Oh, you don't want blowing.
Oh, God.
I do.
So, Ellie, is it Ellie or Ella? Ellie.
Ella.
Ella blew you.
Away.
Sure. Anyway.
Mind blown.
Well, good.
By the way, though, that programme is garbage. It's just hot garbage.
It's real life.
It's not real life.
Why isn't it?
Because it's all fake.
Why is it fake?
Because it's all fake.
Explain to
me. I was laughing at somebody crying.
And
Amy's like, why are you laughing at them crying?
Yeah?
She's
but
really upset.
It makes real relationships.
Oh, it's bollocks.
There's a couple. Live down road. We're on last year. They're getting married next fucking month.
Yeah, but you could, if laws of probability, if you've got a load of men and a load of women together and coupled them off, some of them are going to hit it off.
Yeah, that's why they do it. It's an experiment.
So it's not like they're amazing fucking couple people.
No,
like,
but they obviously get on.
Fantastic thing. Well, yeah, well, you could do that.
Oh, it's just shit. I can't.
No, it's good. There's it's just good some TV. With
terrible tattoos.
It's better than fucking Doctor Who.
I don't watch Doctor Who.
Who watches Doctor Who?
I bet you do.
I'd rather watch Doctor Who.
I don't know if it's still on.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you since Nanu Nanu when Uber were on it. Fucking
that were quite a long time.
David Tennant.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
What?
He's not been on Doctor Who.
What were you in?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, you were on a.
Won an episode of Friends once.
I've never seen it.
It was on Jumanji.
Mork and Me.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. That were Robin Williams, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, Nanu Nanu. That's off that.
But
isn't
it's not
it?
On Doctor Who.
That is off that.
You just because it was like a science fiction weird alien-y person.
Yeah, I was just fucking, May the Fourth be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all the same. They're all the same shit. Every shit programme like that. Star Wars, Star Trek.
Beam me up, Chewie. Mindy.
Beam me up, cunt face. fucking Red Dwarf, fucking Quantum Leap, fucking...
Oh my word, you're digging them out now.
Quantum Leap?
Never ever watched that.
Fucking...
Do you remember that episode? Oh no. No, don't matter.
Don't go there. If that was in the 70s, it was probably racist or something.
It were worse than that. It's on Quantum Leap? That we can't say anymore. Yeah, it got into the body of somebody.
Somebody with like a...
Yeah, yeah. Don't need to talk about it.
You mentioned it.
I know. And then I stopped myself.
Moving swiftly on.
So your birthday is a shit when you're old then.
Yeah.
They can be. Ash. It was Ash's birthday. Is Ash's birthday.
His was.
Was. His was. Was last week.
Was.
Was.
His birthday was before mine.
Yeah.
But.
And he's doing fuck all.
No, he's doing all the things. He was like. Kids
he's doing
to
nothing.
Football and. All
he's a shit
stuff.
House.
I think he took. He was taking Acacia to football at Old Trafford on his birthday.
Oh, right. Sounds disgusting.
What, going to Old Trafford?
Yeah, it does sound shit. Why would you want to go there? Sounds like a massive ball ache.
Yeah, loads of things to do. Bless him.
But
he didn't
men
have
don't,
much of a birthday.
How many times did blokes just not do it for their fucking birthday and not get
Brownies out planned? He went on a mucky weekend, didn't he?
Didn't
he? I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was open.
Did you get rimmed?
I don't know why you did that circular thing with your finger.
Rimming? Is it rimming your rim?
Definitely not.
Circular motion.
Definitely
okay,
not.
Had a spark.
Because I don't do a wet wipe afterwards, so nobody wants to do that.
Did you go in outside swimming pool?
What, like a hot tub?
No.
Did you go in Centre Park? Have you been to Centre Parks? Did you go to Centre Park?
I am not a Tory.
Tattersall Lakes.
I've been to there. There's no wrong with Centre Park.
There's an outside swimming pool.
I can't afford to go to Centre Parks because the only time to go to Centre Parks is in school holidays and they're like, you want 4 days to just stay in a hut in like a log cabin and not have any extras and £5,000, please.
Have you seen price at Christmas? It's about £5,000 for a week.
You could probably go to Spain for all inclusive for a comparable price.
You could go to fucking Dubai, couldn't you, for that?
You've been to Tattersall before?
No. I thought it looked...
There's a Spitfire there.
I thought... Yeah, I've seen the picture of it.
And are you going through a week?
Going Saturday to Monday.
You went Saturday to Monday?
I went Saturday to Monday.
Yeah, it's no secret. If midweek you'd have had typhoons flying over.
Yeah, they're doing night flying that week, last week.
Yeah, not on a Sunday though. On a Saturday.
But yeah, I fancy going. It looks nice. And I hope it's nice enough so we can go again. Take everybody
it
and
is
go.
Nice.
Because those are summer activities, isn't there?
A lot of people do like it.
There's a couple of Land Rovers inside. Restaurant, you'll like that. There's a Spitfire
the
outside.
Propeller bar, is
it? You sit in it and pretend to drive it.
No, you're not allowed to sit in it. But there's an outside swimming pool. Lido.
There's a plunge pool.
That might be a bit chilly.
It were fucking cold in summer.
We've got a hot tub, like a which is ball. About as wet as I'll get, I think.
Full of jizz and chlamydia.
Thanks for that. So I've now got chlamydia.
They might chlorine it. They're probably chlorine it.
Defo chlorine.
I might just take a bottle of bleach and squeeze a bit of that.
Don't do that.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, don't do that. Well, although it'll get rid of your back hair.
God, no. Be like, can you imagine? Be like a scene from Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good reference, yeah?
Yeah, it's a good reference. That's a movie reference.
I haven't watched that for about 85 years, so...
I am.
I remember Jessica Rabbit. Would I look like Jessica Rabbit in a dress?
No, you look like you're getting melted in a bath of acid.
Oh, right.
Because that's what it does. Dips them, doesn't it? Duck off, Back to the Future. Dips them in fucking erases stuff.
Oh, God.
What do you mean you don't know? I've not seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You can't remember?
Yes, but when I was very little...
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
That's your own work.
There you go. I need to watch that.
Rewatch.
Has it got Bob Hoskins in it? Is that the guy who's in it?
Yeah. He's the copper. Or the PI. He's a private investigator, isn't he?
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, I think that's his name, isn't it?
Bob. Yeah.
Is that the guy off Ghostbusters?
No.
No, that's...
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Fucking totally different.
Very different.
I say he does a range of vodka, him.
There's a new Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Skullhead Vodka.
There's a new There's a new Ghostbusters coming out with some OGs in it, isn't there? Have you seen it?
The last one was good, Afterlife. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like that.
And the next one's not coming out in New Year, isn't it? I suppose.
It's coming out soon.
What was it coming out? Oh, it's coming out for Christmas, isn't it? Boxing Day
is
out.
Is it?
I think, yeah.
I'll not be going there on Boxing Day.
Me neither.
Some fucking football tournament on 27th.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Middle of off season.
Oh, fuck off.
You know what, right?
I'll go for coffee.
Having your kids doing... Football is such a huge commitment. Massive. For the parent. It's, you forget, don't you? Or you don't realise when you commit to it. Oh, you want to play football? Yeah. What? You've got to do training twice a week and a game.
Fuck that.
He has his own.
There's no game this weekend, but there's still two training sessions.
There's his own training on the Saturday, the team training on a Thursday night, then the game's on a Sunday. But then when they don't have games, we've not got games for weeks, but what they do is, I've sorted us out a friendly for fucking Sunday at 9 o'clock.
It's all right, we didn't want to do anything as a family on that day.
So this weekend has gone from having nothing to him playing at Shirecliffe at Sheffield United today, and then tomorrow he's got another friendly at dinner at home. So it's just, it's fucking full of it.
Like Ash is taking, I presume it's Acacia. She's playing at Dronfield, which is miles away from Scunthorpe, isn't it?
Yeah, they're supposed to be in fucking catchment. But yeah, but she plays for Donny Bells now, though, don't she? Yeah. So it's in their catchment, not in his.
Obviously, a good team playing in a big league with other teams all over the place. She keeps having to go all over the place.
All a shot.
Speak of the Bender, he's just messaged in.
All a
shall I read our Patreons out?
Yeah, fucking do it.
Wind her up.
Do it.
Wind it up.
Do it.
Right, paid members. Because you can join now on Patreon and not actually be a paid member.
You can become a free member, but you get absolutely fuck all
you
get now.
You're just a name on a list, but it's nice to see that. Yeah,
we'll see your name, but no fucker else or no.
Just to remember as well, the goose guy, what's his name?
Yeah.
You'll think the wrong person.
The Australian fellow, who did that right good post on Facebook.
Yeah.
We all... Aussie Trucks and that. I'm getting him on phone.
I'm
going to get home and talk to him and fucking...
The Dicky Goose.
Hear about life down there. And all
good eye, mate. You're right, yes.
Wild
Dicky
shit.
Dicky Goose.
The Dicky Goose?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Luke Chapman. Wobble gob. Wobble gob. Chris Ragg. Jamie Fellwell. Miller. Ian Croucher. And Andakos Keegs. Christian Walker. Lewis Bridden. Dan Ryan. Liam Atkinson. Bruce. Ian Alliwell. Ben Abrahams. Dan Chandler. Thomas Hoyland, Pete Wilson, Kerry Outside, Lozza, Kurt Mayle, Kieran Ains, Matthew Frostick. I don't know why. Just on that bit. Trucker Seamus, Matt Ehrman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood, Christopher Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike Lenghi, Ashley Crowan, Hayden, Tim Hampson, Sue, and Dan Tweedle. Tweedale.
Ian Allowell's just joined the Discord.
Has he?
Yep.
Good lad. Took his time.
As we speak.
Took your fucking time. Thanks everybody for joining in and supporting us. We really
Does that mean he's quickly
going
to include a photo of him taking a shit?
It might have been what's drawn him in. The thought of might be like, oh, I'm missing out here. I need to go and have a picture of me having a shit.
Poo FOMO.
Pomo.
Yeah.
Pomo.
Pumo.
So that's it. Please get on our stuff and review us.
Yeah,
rate and review. Just get some reviews. Just write a few words out, even if it's something completely abstract.
Doesn't have to be a lot.
The sun is hot. Something like that.
Sun is hot. Ret good podcast. 5 stars.
I woke up today. Good night. By five.
Five stars.
Yeah, just out. Just
get on us, on eBay and you go 100%. Yeah. Thumbs up.
Thumb up.
Great seller.
Great seller.
Thumb up my ass.
Good postage.
Yeah. Just put as described.
Yeah.
Because we are as described. There's no fibs. We don't fib.
Yeah. Bunch of idiots talking bollocks.
Get on his website. Get some merch bought. Stickers.
I do like these new stickers, man.
They are nice.
Snazzy.
They are snazzy.
Oh, they're ever so snazzy. We'll get some nice, like, photos of them for my phone.
Are we going to get copyrighted for a certain computer game that we may or may not look a bit like? No.
All right, now. No, it's fine, that.
Yeah, so get stuff bought. Join us, Patreon. Get involved with Discord.
Join the lunacy on...
Join it.
Thingy.
Just fucking join that motherfucker.
Join it and have fun with everybody, because everybody's there and everybody has fun.
Check out us AutoGems.
AutoGems, yeah. Buy some stuff. Get your dad or your brother or...
yourself.
Your mum or your sister. Get them some gear for Christmas. It's a good Christmas idea.
Shiny cars all around.
Don't see why not.
If you're a gamer...
Tell them we sent you.
There's a gaming channel on us, Discord, where they do gaming every fucking other weekend, which sounds rubbish.
We do some gaming. Do some gaming.
Which sounds rubbish.
I still haven't played with some people. I need to play with Andon. I keep missing to play with Andon. I see his name pop up and then I'm always leaving.
Have you all shared gamer tags?
Yeah, so most of it. Well, there's like, how many of us? There's like 7 or 8 of us all now that I think's in there.
There's a lot of farming simulator goes off in there.
It's not for me.
It upsets me.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I don't understand it.
Especially when they're driving the truck for fucking 60 hour a week and come home and go, I know what I want to do. I mean, drive a pretend truck around.
About, that's what they like.
Truck simulator.
Yeah.
You spend all your life driving a lorry. Then you have a break and you go, oh, do you know what, I fancy playing a computer game. What am I going to do?
Drive a lorry.
Might drive a lorry for a bit more.
If people like to do it, well, then that's up to them.
We've seen that picture of Chappers, so we know he's odd.
Yeah.
We know he's an odd fella.
He's loopy.
I mean, we met him at Convoy.
Yeah. We have a laugh.
We have a laugh, don't we?
And you could have a laugh too.
Yeah.
If you joined his
Patreon. Make your life more complete.
Just join that, yeah.
Make your life just worth living.
Yeah.
On the Discord.
What?
I don't know.
What happened then?
I don't know. Wind it up.
Does your phone do this?
Goodbye, everybody.
Siv.
See you. Bye. Have a nice week.